Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Well, it's 9:04, and coming up after the sports, due to overwhelming demand on the text line, I will be sending LB home. No, I will
yes.
be. I will be.
I saw that.
I will
send LB home.
Yes. Well, now you see all the text messages, so you know what I have to deal with over here.
Who cares about the texters?
Well, I care about the texters.
Yeah, no, it's great. You know what? That person that texts that send LB home, your coworkers want you never to show up at work ever, ever, because
well,
you're a knob. I think it's funny. Go ahead. It's all good. I think it's great. Like, you pretend like your coworkers like you, but I'm a nitwit.
Well, maybe this person who is texting, their coworkers do like them. How do you know?
What if they work from home?
Why do you work from home? Because your coworkers don't like you.
Well, maybe their coworkers do like them. You don't even know. You're just assuming these things about a texter.
I'm assuming, you know, not for nothing. I have lots of coworkers that like me here.
Well, that's what they say to your face.
No, this is good.
This whole text thing.
Well,
I've never got to do this, so it's pretty funny.
Well, what about the text that says Debbie Downers today? Both Mike and LB. Bummer show today.
No way.
That they're calling you a Debbie Downer.
Well, yeah, but that's one person of like there's like 3 million people listening to us right now. 2 million of which want to sleep with me because they're all hot smokes.
No, I don't. I don't think that's true. Here's somebody who says just tuned in. It's good to have the old LB back. Well, I mean, you know, you missed him while he was gone. He went through the heart scare, and but now he's rocking and raring to go.
I was sober for 2 days.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
What do you want? What do you?
People, maybe they didn't like Lucid Lindy. I mean, some people.
No, he's overrated. You read the text.
Yeah, Lucid Lindy, like, overrated.
We miss the old LB. Yeah. I'm like, all right, I'll provide. I'll come back.
Here's a text that says he's on something. Well, yeah. I mean, the question is, what isn't he? Let's see.
I don't do pills.
We're going to get to the sports, and then I think we will listen to some of the incredible motivational speech that our former coworker Anthony Spaz Parziali was hired to do this week.
Hired.
Maybe we'll call him and find out exactly what happened. But he is literally in a room front of people on a stage with a microphone with a. He's got a PowerPoint presentation. Uh-huh. He is presenting his life philosophy. He calls it Stan, his motivational technique to be successful, and he shares an absolute fraud of a story about when he and I first met, which he completely made up for this motivational speech. Yes, it's very interesting. So after we take care of the not very Lucid Lindy sports, we'll hear from Anthony Spaz Parziali, motivational speaker, here on the Hillman Morning Show. It is 9:08.
And now, LB.
I happen to know everything there is to know about maple syrup. I love maple syrup. I love maple syrup on pancakes. I love it on pizza. I like to take maple syrup and put a little bit in my hair when I've had a rough week. What do you think holds it up, Slick?
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lepresti and Dr. Robert Leonard. They are the masters of hair technology. If you are bald, ladies, if you have some sort of hair issue, go see the fellas. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR.
You know, I think when we sign up to play the game, it's definitely to win a World Series. Things like this kind of come along. I mean, just kind of take it in stride, you know, just a recognition for doing something well. I got to, you know, obviously thank my teammates and my coaches and family for just being with me every step of the way, helping me get to where I am now.
Yeah, Mookie Betts, well on his way to a Hall of Fame career. MVP, Gold Glove, and Silver Slugger Awards for his 2018 season. And you can add the World Series trophy to that. Trouton Ramirez followed Betts. And JD Martinez had a great year, incredible year. Took some heat because he was a DH and didn't play every day, but had some phenomenal stats. He finishes fourth overall. My Bees, they lost to Colorado in game 1 of 4 on the 8-day road trip. They're in Dallas tonight, 8 p.m., taking on Sagan. You can catch it on Nesson. The Celtics have the Raptors at the Garden tonight. The Canucks are conference best 12-3. Seas are 8-6, so that's going to be a challenge. Pats are in the bye week at 7-3 atop the AFC East. And next up, the Jets from New York next weekend. In the Who Gives an F NFL Thursday Night Football tilt, that was a snoozer last night. Seahawks, 27-24 winners over the Packers. No, nobody's going to the playoffs in that tilt. College Pigskin, my Eagles are at Florida State in an ACC action tonight. And UMass is at Georgia. UConn travels to East Carolina. And don't forget, hurling Sunday at Fenway. It's a great tilt, great family day out. Dads take the kids, and you're going to love it. Pre-game is at the Baseball Tavern. We love Jimmy Rooney, and you guys are going to enjoy. I'm LB. It's NAF Sports Minute.
All right. Thank you, Captain Curmudgeon, as this texter is now calling you.
Again, just you can't pile on. I'm the happiest guy on the planet.
What?
What are you talking
about?
You
haven't been happy since the show started today.
What? I talk for 4 hours a morning. Look, you read all the texts. They dump all over me. I don't know anyone on the planet that goes to work, and if all your coworkers dumped all over you all day, that you'd be like, oh, thanks, Bob. Oh, I'm a dick? Oh, yeah. No, I woke up. I was a dick from the get-go this morning when I got in the shower. I got out of the shower. I was toweling off, and I'm like, you know what? You're a dick.
Here's a text that says, listening to Lindy is like reading a random chapter of Flowers for Algernon every single day.
No clue.
One of Shu's favorites.
That's a great one.
No clue.
Yep.
One of Shu's
you should read
favorites.
It, LB.
I don't read. So.
Oh, really? That's surprising.
That ain't happening.
Well, maybe you will after you get a little motivation from apparently somebody who is one of the most popular motivational speakers now on the motivational speaker tour. And so I was alerted that there was a video floating around of our former producer and sidekick doing his first motivational speech. Now, this is a man who has announced loudly on this program recently that he was a reverse millionaire. If you don't know what a reverse millionaire is, it means that you're $1 million in debt, not $1 million in the black. You are a million in the red, not $1 million in the black. So even though he has announced that he is a reverse millionaire, he was apparently brought in to speak to a group until he checks in and tells us what this group was. I don't necessarily want to speculate. It looks like it's a group of realtors who are having a convention or something.
Okay.
And they brought Spaz in to do a motivational speech, and he's up there on the stage in front of everybody. They're seated in a big ballroom. And let's take a little listen to the beginning of the Spaz motivational speech.
Working, I know that that's probably a need, so they're going to pass those around. I also have another business, my notes, with, is everybody familiar with the company We Buy Ugly Houses? Does anybody like that company? It's okay if you don't, Steve does. So, I have some stuff that I do want to talk to you about, but then I'm going to get to my home investors thing. Some of the stuff that I'd like to cover with you guys that's important to me. Taking risks, talking to you guys about being the average of the people that you hang out with, the power of asking, mindset, and the three most important things to me, action, persistence, and what I've come to call stand.
This is extraordinary. The power of asking, mindset, and what I've come to call Stan. Now, I will say the only issue I have with him is that he was speaking into a handheld microphone, and we all know that any motivational speaker who is worth his salt has the microphone on the face, the mic right at your mouth.
Right.
Not you don't have to hold the mm-hmm. the handheld. However, he goes into how he first met me and says that I approached him in the bathroom at Entercom because I knew who he was, which is not the way I would remember our first interaction happening here at Entercom.
And then one day, I'm going to the bathroom, and in walks Greg Hill, who I didn't know who Greg Hill was at the time. And he says to me, you're Anthony, right? You're the guy, he's like, you're here all the time. He's like, you never leave. And I said, because I try to be humble. No, that's not me, it must be somebody else. Hey, after you get out of the bathroom, come to my office. I go to his office, he says, we're looking to add someone to the show. We want to add a sidekick to the show. But the downside of it is you got to produce the program too. Are you interested? 19 years old, I'm just about to turn 20 years old. Am I interested in it? And this is even better. And I ask him, bad news for you. We're only going to be able to pay you $40,000. 19 years old, you're going to give me $40,000 and I get to live my dream. I get to be on the radio in Boston? Forget it, right? Through the roof. Phenomenal. But maybe that's a great feat. Maybe some people might not think that's a cool thing, but the whole thing was my mindset was I wanted to be on the radio, and I was going to do whatever I could to get on the radio. Whatever I could. My persistence to be on the radio was all that mattered to me. I don't know if I did the right things. I don't know how I got there, but I got there. So now we're going to fast forward.
Suckers.
What is the greatest thing ever? A texter says, oh my God. Yes, it's the greatest thing ever. How about when they give them the applause?
Yeah.
Oh, you
did. Is there an applause sign?
But what did they pay to be there?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Because it's genius. It's genius.
We're going to have to find out.
Is this one of those, if you sit through this, we'll give you 2 days at a Florida timeshare?
You get a toaster?
Yeah, a free cruise thing.
Here's a text that says, does Stan stand for stop talking about nothing? No. God bless him for
scamming those people.
Yeah, he just needs the headset mic. That's what he needs. He needs the headset with the mic. He can't. All right, here he is.
Oh, my God.
Here he is motivating people by talking about being on the radio.
Number one in our category, which means we're getting bonuses. And all along, I'm doing new contracts. Now, my contract had come up, and I wasn't really happy with what I was making. And I just signed a new deal. Aaron Sells is here. I wish he had worked it out for me because I probably would have got more. But I worked out my new deal, and I was going to get paid with bonuses and whatever. My base, no matter what, I'd make $100,000 a year, but I could make up to $200,000 if we hit all our things. It's a lot of money. I don't know if you guys think that. Anybody think it's $100,000 a lot of money? It may not be to you, but to me, forget it. Phenomenal. I couldn't wait to get home to tell my dad. I'm making $100,000 a year. You're a chooch. It's exactly what he said. I don't know if you guys know what that means. It means you're a donkey in a town. You're a donkey. I could never make my father happy. Anyways, I was super excited. But that pool, so that's 1 year. That year goes by. And I start realizing, wait a second, I don't want to do radio anymore.
This is extraordinary.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, people are murmuring to themselves. They're like, who is this? This is not the motivational speaker that we thought we had lined up for this.
They told me there'd be food here.
Oh, my God. Oh, hold on. Hey, the motivational speaker is called the show right now. Yes, hold on a second. Can you tell us about the Stan method?
Hill Dog.
I
would like to. Sorry, I got to clear my throat.
Yeah.
I would like to confirm that the way Greg and I met probably didn't go down the way it went that I said, but I was in the moment and it's just what came to my head. The moment really went down is, if I remember honestly, as I thought about it last night, I went into Greg's office, graciously got down on my knees, and I believe I uttered the words, I will be Hillman's bitch.
Yes. You did,
I remember. But that doesn't sound really that good when you're doing motivational speaking to like 400 people.
No, you applied.
400?
You applied for a job and came in and introduced yourself. I didn't stop you in the bathroom and say, hey, aren't you Anthony? I've heard so much about you. Got to have you on the show.
But the thing is, doesn't it sound so much better when you're out there and you've got 1,000 people in front of you and you're talking to them and you're trying to motivate them and that dreams do come true if you wish hard enough and your mindset is set? All of a sudden, a random man walks into the bathroom.
What life are you talking about, bud?
Hey.
I mean, I get it. What did you charge per person?
What do you mean, what do you charge per person, LB? I did that for free.
Of course you did.
Oh, thank God.
So you went up and stood there and lied in front of a bunch of strangers?
No, I didn't lie. But listen, LB, I've decided.
But I lived your life, dude.
Yeah, and... LB, maybe you need to come to one of my sessions.
Yeah, I think he does.
I think I'm good.
I think that you need to come, and you need to come to one of my stand sessions is what you need to do.
That's texter, what I want you to run my life. Yeah, okay.
A texter would like to know who canceled last minute as the originally skipped. Now, this was for the Lair Realty Group. Is that what this was for?
Right, Lair Realty Group, which is the biggest independent real estate company in New England, and I let's say it's like the fifth biggest amongst all in New England.
And these folks, they wanted you to come and do a little motivational speech.
Right. So I've met Stacey Alcorn through Agents of the Stars, Aaron Self.
Aaron, okay, you met Stacey through Aaron, and they asked you to come and be the motivational speaker at their event.
I told her my story, and I told her that, you know, in my life I had wanted to be on the radio, and I did, and then I wanted to start a junk removal company. I did it. I wanted to buy a franchise with We Buy Ugly Houses. I have two now. Mm-hmm. And then I told her, I said, but you know what I really want to do? I want to be a motivational speaker. I want to get in front of people, and I want to teach them how to change their lives so that they can go from being a 3'5", bald, ugly, stink of life person and try to turn it all around.
Now, a texter says, I just got on the show. This is the best thing I've ever heard. Spaz is actually an unmotivational speaker. However, a texter would like to know if you addressed... Because they just were shocked to hear you say that you could have made up to $200,000 on this show. They want to know if you address the part during your speech about walking away from the $200,000 salary.
If I do ever get to go on tour, I'll probably call it the Stink of Life Tour.
Yes.
Because I will motivate people through the smell of my life, and hopefully that will make their lives better through all the tough times that I've been through and being a reverse millionaire, which is Greg is right. It's a little bit more than a million in debt at this point, but that's okay. I've got a number of properties and, I owe a lot of people.
You're $1 million in debt. Nice try, bud.
But the truth of the matter is when I was leaving the station, I was pretty bitter about the amount of money I was making. But the funny thing was I actually had a really good contract. I was making good money. And with the bonuses, had we hit them all, I could almost make $200,000 in a single year.
Not true.
Yes.
Definitely true.
No, it's not true.
No, but, all right.
Bud.
Definitely
Bud.
True, because what? If we had hit number
Oh, really?
One,
when you were crying in the cave about your salary?
I got yelled.
Shut up.
I was a bum. I took it for granted. I was you guys, LB, you took a pay cut to get me some money. Greg pushed to make sure that I got the money as well. Instead of pushing me out the door, said, hey, bud, We're gonna pay you, and they did. And I looked at it and said, "This, I'm getting screwed." When on the other end, had I worked a little bit harder, and we hit all the bonuses we could have hit, I would have made $200,000.
Did you mention? I didn't get to listen to the whole motivational speech, but did you mention the part about being over $1 million in debt?
No, of course not. Why would you want me to go in front of I'm trying to be motivational.
How did that happen? When did you lose the million? On what?
No, I haven't lost it yet. I'm not. See, LB, when you go into business, you learn these words that unfortunately you have to learn them in a tough way when you're sitting with your accountant and he says, you know, I think you're insolvent. And I'm like, what? I say to the guy, I'm like, whoa, I know how to solve problems. He's like, no, son.
No, insolvent.
Insolvent. That means that you have... more debt than what you make. I think that's what it means.
Let me go to another piece of audio from Spaz's first motivational speech. And you said at first there were 400 people, then you said there were 1,000. I mean, how many people were at this?
I don't know. 200?
200.
Right. You at the Elks?
Let's take a listen here.
My dad was going to take $20,000 and he was going to try to start a family business with me and my brothers, but he looked at me and I wish you guys knew my family, you know, but my family's some tough kids, us Pazialis, we're punks. So my father says, you know what, forget it. I don't want to do it because you guys don't have the balls to build a business. You guys just don't have it. Your brother Mike's an English teacher. Your brother Jamie works in a warehouse. Your brother Jesse he leases. I know it's not the same, but he leases apartments. Your brother Stan chucks ties. And then my father looks at me and grabs my hands. Grabs them, pulls them closer, and goes, you have pussy hands. Says it just like that. It looks like you have pussy hands. We'll never be able to do it. Can you imagine? So, I affectionately pussy hands to my father.
What is happening?
That motivated me.
Did that motivate you, Shu? Are you kidding me? Did the people stand up at any time, not to leave, but to actually like acknowledge the pure motivation that you were throwing at them?
Well, at the end, you know, when I kind of explain what stand means to me.
Yeah, what does stand mean to you?
Well, I don't know if you guys got to the pot because this is if you've got that far along, but so I took the time to write out a thing of what stand meant, what it means, and I might even mess it up now. It means start taking action now.
Ooh.
So just if you're going to do something.
Hold on. Yep. Let that marinate for a minute. Start taking action now. I like it. Okay. What does that mean?
It just means with your life at every moment could be your last moment. So start taking action now. You know, within one moment, my life changed. My father was gone and all the things he wanted to do, all his dreams, all his goals, all his plans, dust, because he never took action. That's what that means. I don't know if you got that far into the speech. When I had my big dramatic moment when I was going to tell everybody what it meant, I messed it up 4 times in a row. I didn't get it out right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I couldn't get it out. I said it, and then I said, oh, no, I messed up. And then I said it again. I go, no, that's not what it is. And then there's a part in it when I said my whole name wrong, which was even funny. I couldn't even say my name, Anthony Pazioli. I think I said my name was Anthony Pazioli.
Now, the whole entire speech, the whole 26 minutes is available on your Twitter feed.
You could get it on my Twitter feed. You could probably get it on my Facebook.
Yeah.
If you guys want to put it, yeah, I'm sure you want to retweet my content, Greg, but if you want to retweet it and put it on yours, that's cool.
I will do that. Now, have you been asked to do another motivational speech after the accolades were flowing in for this one?
A company has reached out to me about honing my skills as a motivational speaker. I think that was a nice way of them telling me I was terrible.
Wait a minute. You applied to a company or what? Like what happened?
Well, I mean, I guess like I can't lie, right? So yeah. There is a company that I already do business with. The guy saw the speech and was like, hey, I'm going to help you. The company's called Sandler Training.
Yeah.
So he wants to help me with my motivational speaking because I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to go on a stand tour.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure it won't start right away, but I'm going to try to hone my skills, my motivational speaking, and see if I can make a difference.
Yes.
And I actually picked this up from you. And I don't really talk about this much. This might even be the first time I mentioned this on the air. But graciously, Greg had let me be on the board of directors after begging him for years and years and years of his charity. So I'm on the board of directors for his charity, and we were at a thing. And you had told me about, at some point in your life, you've decided that it's time for you to make a change or to give back. Or I forget exactly what you said, but you know what? Do you remember telling me this at all?
Yes. But it was not in the bathroom. Are you going to try to stay
there? It was not in the bathroom. We were having dinner, and you were just trying to tell me that you've done so much, but now what you'd like to do with the rest of your life is make a change in the world and have some kind of lasting legacy that either continuous helps people. I'm just paraphrasing. I can't use Greg's words. Greg puts words together better than I, obviously. But,
but you're a motivational speaker. You've got to put your words together, buddy.
Listen, you think the first time I ever went out and recorded a stripper was like the best thing that ever happened? No, I had to record 500 strippers to get a good to figure it out. Like, you don't just snap. I mean, think about how far, at least I think I've come along. I've come along from like interviewing celebrities and telling them, like, hey, man, how does it feel that your buddy died? To ask compelling questions, or at least shut the hell up and let Greg ask the compelling question.
Honestly, I can see it now. This Friday night at the Franklin Rotary Club, learn everything you need to know about Stan from Pussy Hands Parziali. it's really gonna be, I mean, honestly, a lot of people are going to show up for that, I think.
Listen, here's what's great, too, is tonight I'll probably use some of my Stan motivational speaking. When I during my acceptance speech, I'm being inducted into the Woburn Wrestling Hall of Fame tonight.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, were you a state champ?
LB, my name is going to be up with some of the greats: Mike Paziali, Gary Layton, Michael.
No, no,
Engel.
No. My question was a yes or no answer. Were you a state champ?
All of these, I'll get to it. All of these men were New England champions, state champions, or national All-Americans. Went to college for free, and I didn't even place at the states, LB.
Congrats!
Still getting
congrats.
In.
I'm being inducted as a wait. This is even better. They're inducting me as a special contributor.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Way to work, kid. Way to work.
You should wear your singlet at your speeches.
You should wear your singlet. Yes. All right. Well, listen. Congrats on the motivational speech.
Yeah. Way to work.
Here's another funny one. Before you guys go, I'm listening to the show and I'm like, oh my god, I got to call in. And you guys have a new phone number, so now I can't call the show anymore.
No, we changed it. New number, who dis? New number, who dis? That's what we did for you.
That's like exactly.
But you called in.
Well, anyways, thank you. You may not have known this, Hillman. In making fun of me, you guys have only furthered the cause of Stan.
Of course.
I really appreciate it. And if anybody would like to hire me, or at least have me come out for free for motivational speaking, you can contact me or Greg, and we'll make it happen.
All right, Spaz. There he is, our former coworker, Anthony Spaz Parziali, motivational. Yeah. All right, it is my pleasure a little bit late to welcome our good friend Ken Casey to the Hillman Morning Show on the Framingham Ford studio line. Ken Casey, Dropkick Murphys, I believe, is in California, or at least on the West Coast today, so not experiencing the pre-Thanksgiving snowstorm. But how are you, Kenny?
Greg, good morning. How you doing, everybody? Yeah,
hey, buddy.
I'm so sad to miss the snow.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
I'm sure you are. You guys.
No, but that's too early, man. Come on.
I know.
I
mean, normally we get like a brief period end of November or December where it goes back up to the 60s or something. So I think we'll probably be all right. But everybody's dealing with the person in front of them that didn't clean off their car this morning and all the rest of that stuff. Are you guys doing shows out there, or what are you doing?
No, we're I'm out here. We're actually starting a California branch of the band's charity foundation, the Clatter Fund. So we're out having meetings to put that together. There's a lot of assholes that live out here, as you know. And, it's got some good people that want to kind of pick up the torch of what we're doing out there at home out here. So, yeah, it's exciting.
That's awesome.
Well, as is the custom, you guys have announced the details on the 97 St. Patrick's Day shows. And you can't, I mean, if you could do, like, I mean, you could sell out another 12 shows, I think. I mean, it must be tempting to take St. Patrick's Day and run it into April or May for you guys around here.
No. I'm always telling like our booking agent and stuff, like, you know, the opposite. I'm always saying just because you can do another show, you know, you don't have to. Social Distortion does this on in the West Coast. They'll do like 10, 12 shows in a row in a venue, and I don't know. It gets awkward for us after five or six when You know, it's 95% different people at every show, but yeah. When there's like, you know, the diehards down front and you're playing the same song. and by the way, we change it up. I mean, we might have out of a 27 song set, we a lot of nights are playing 20 different songs every night, you know, really kind of going overboard to try to change it just to please the 10 people that are there every night. But when you're playing that, you know, few songs that you got to play every night and that person's in the front row and you look at them and they've seen you play it six nights before, you're like, oh, this is awkward.
So, you want to share some details, bunch of opportunities to see you guys coming up around St. Patrick's.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, which is March 14, 15, and 17, we're playing at the House of Blues. And then on March 16th, which is the Saturday, we're doing two shows up at the Songa Center in Lowell, the matinee show from 12 to 4, and then a night show, which is kind of the tradition we've been doing the last 4 years now, where we have a full pro boxing card, and then we play after that. And you know, it's going to be it'll be televised and stuff as well. It'll be a big time boxing event, and we'll play afterwards. And that'll be the night show, and with Mickey Ward's involved, both the Clatter Fund and the Mickey Ward Foundation, and, you know, can't go to Lowell without having pal Mickey involved.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He's the best. And
yeah, he's awesome.
Got a few tricks up his sleeve that we're working on to honor Mickey, and, yeah, that should be a great day.
It's unfortunate that together both of our organizations were banned from the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Southie, or else we could try to resurrect you and the band on the flatbed, which unfortunately the police kicked us out about halfway through the parade. I'm guessing, was that like 7-8 years ago now, or
time flies. It was a lot longer ago.
Yeah. Was it a lot longer than that? Yeah. Was it like 10 yeah. years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think the fact that we've been able to play in, I think, three World Series parades would show the St. Patty's Day. But here's the difference. And if you recall, everything was great going down Broadway because there's plenty of room.
Yep.
And, you know, the kids or the band's fans will fall on the float and it was all good. But when you take the turn on to the tiny side streets and there's a 90-year-old lady in her little lounge chair waiting for the parade, and the up comes, you know, 600 hooligans making their way up the street, I think it gets a little,
yes.
it was a big truck on tiny streets. I like to blame the truck more so than the band or the
radio station. I think you're right about that. Well, speaking of the Sox, you were out there to see them win, even though you guys, you know, you missed out on an opportunity because you were going to play at Fenway should another game have been necessary. But I'm sure that you were happier with the outcome than the opportunity to play at Fenway again.
Well, it is always nice. Well, it's not always because it only happened once. But, you know, it was nice to win that one at home. And I think the celebration's a little better. But anything can happen, man. You don't want to go to a game six if you don't have to. So it was nice to get it over with. And I actually just got home from being away and got home that on Saturday and grabbed my oldest child, my daughter, and put her on a flight with me Sunday. And we went out and got to be there for game five, so it was pretty epic. I will say that the folks at Dodger Stadium weren't exactly – the fans were nice because they had already made their peace with how the series was going. But the people at Dodger Stadium, the employees, were definitely – they were like, okay, congratulations, there's the exit.
Getting
people out of there. Whereas, you know, St. Louis, Colorado, even after game seven in New York in 04, having been down there, they were – all very, you know, gracious to let Boston fans hang and do their thing. So it was a little different, but it was still nice to see that. That team's so awesome. I never thought that I'd, you know, like a team better than the kind of Ortiz-era teams, and they're actually more likable and more fun to watch than those teams.
You think so?
I do, yeah. Mookie Betts, come on. The guys are feeding homeless, you know, JD. I mean, I just think it's a more exciting type of baseball with, like, just, you know, stealing bases and everything. I don't know. chance.
Well, certainly. I mean, listen, Mookie finally won from the MVP perspective last night. And, you know, I think Alex Cora also, I think he read that he got an extension. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, right. They are awesome. they certainly are very, yeah. very likable.
Greatest Red Sox team ever, Kenny?
Yeah, you think so? I mean, the record proves it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, listen, you know, the team that broke the curse and all that, you can't take away from that. I'm just saying, as a whole, if I had to watch, you know, every game of the season, which I pretty much did with this team, even when I was on tour, thanks to the MLB condensed game, which, by the way, as much as it's great to watch the MLB condensed game online, because you can keep up with it while you're traveling, but it also kind of ruins baseball for you, because if you've ever watched those, it shows everything. It's not just highlights. It shows the last pitch of every at-bat, so all you miss is balls and strikes. But you get used to seeing a whole game in, like, 15 minutes. And usually when I take my kids to the game, I have to, like, lure them to stay by holding off, like, you know, hey, let's wait till the seventh inning to get your ice cream or whatever. And now, after watching, you know, 100 games in 15 minutes, when I go to a game by, like, the sixth inning, my skin's crawling, you know, because it's taking 4 hours. But
you should do the Greg Hill condensed game, which is you go for two innings and then you leave.
I've actually started taking my kids an inning or two late, because I'm big on not leaving early. And if you really only got seven innings of, you know, ADD tolerance in you, then why not go for the last seven than the first seven?
Yeah, that's a pretty good way to do it.
Plus, when I roll into player parking, it's not as hectic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you recall my deal there. My car got stolen about 10 years ago when Dropkicks played Fenway. My car was in player parking, and they were, you know, that's where the band's, you know, family, and we parked, and as I was the last guy leaving, as I walked out, the kid says, "Keys are in it, buddy, it's all set." But they had already taken down the bike racks on Van Ness, and right as he said it, someone just goes peeling down the street in my car. And it was awesome.
Oh.
So the deal I made with the Sox is they found it in Charlestown the next day with $30 and my iPod, which that tells you how long ago it was, my iPod, in the car that no one took. So they figure that someone just wanted a ride home, stole a car, and then realized they had stole my car. So I thought it would be a nice gesture to at least not take the money in my iPod. but the deal I made with the Sox is that I get free parking
for life.
Parking.
Wow.
But every time I roll up, they just roll their eyes like, oh, here he is again. He still thinks that this, you know, I'll roll in game seven of a World Series. It doesn't matter, you know, and they just look at me like, oh, here he is again.
Well, that's like you're like a member of Congress. They also get this.
Sure.
If you're in the Senate, you get free parking for life down there. And so you got the same deal from the Sox.
Well, I'll be 80 years old down there telling some, you know, five people later, say that back in 19 or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I was in the Dropkick Murphys. All right, so any special guests coming to any of these St. Patrick's Day shows? Is one Bruce Springsteen going to do what he does and show up and play with you guys?
I may have been in touch with us. So the night show at Songus Arena is going to be kind of a special show where we're more doing, like, guests joining us, covers, like fan karaoke, where we let, you know, people from the audience come up and sing our songs. So we are working on a list of special guests coming to sing.
Thanks, bud.
So, you know, you're welcome, buddy. You know, just let me know what song.
Well,
you're
I just need
say.
340 tickets.
Oh. I was gonna say, just let me know what song you say you're gonna sing, and then don't show up.
Yeah, you won't. Don't worry, he doesn't show up to anything.
What does 340 guests do? That's for sure.
Yeah,
love you, buddy. But yes, we're working on special guests, and the special guests you're inquiring about will obviously be on our list of asks.
For which show?
Well, I would assume it would probably be the night show.
Okay,
because yeah.
Are you going to watch, you going to tune in to Netflix and watch his final Broadway show?
I didn't know that wasn't. When is the final Broadway show?
The final Broadway show is, I think, like the 14th of December.
Oh, my God.
And then the Netflix is doing it as a whole special, the final Bruce Broadway show. So.
Oh, man, yes. Well, I'm going to come over and watch it at your house.
Please, please do. We'd love to have you. Bring the
tears will be flowing.
Bring the bring the appetizers, please. That's on you if you're coming to visit.
Oh, absolutely. Courtesy of McGreevy's Third Base Saloon.
Thank you.
That's a rando ding. Rando ding.
I got you.
All right. Now, a texter wants to know if you'd like to have Spaz, the motivational speaker, open up your concert. He is available, as we learned earlier this morning. All right. So, Kenny, tickets are on sale now for all of those shows, and they will sell out. So get your tickets as soon as you can.
I hope so. Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, and we look forward to we don't take it lightly that we get to do this little homestand every year and, you know, catch up with a lot of friends and family and long time diehard supporters. And it's an honor to get to do what we do continually after all these years, you know.
Well, some of us have been there since the beginning. All right.
Some of you have seen one or two songs every year since the beginning.
All right.
Love you guys.
I love you back.
Love you,
man.
Too. All right. There's we'll talk to you soon. There's Ken Casey, Dropkick Murphys, and a whole bunch of shows coming up in March. You can get your tickets now. We will be back on Monday morning. Danielle will be back as long as her illness doesn't continue. She took a vacation day today, and she's probably very upset that she missed this show today.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume she was sitting at home listening to it earlier and commenting on it in her
Do you think? How many texts do you get? Like 1,000?
But she'll
She's
be
in my grill all day every day.
She will be back. She'll be back on Monday. LB, should he survive the weekend, will be back on Monday. Shu, you'll be here. You'll be here on Monday.
I don't know.
You don't know.
We'll see.
It's not the long weekend?
No.
It is, LB. It is.
Yes, it is a long weekend.
Have fun Monday.
Your girlfriend will be back. You'll be fine. Simmer down.
If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which is downloadable anytime at WAAF.com. You get hour one, hour two, hour three, hour four in their entirety. And there are some hours today you may want to skip. All right, we're coming up next. It's the WAAF Workday Blitz. You get over an hour of nonstop rock, commercial free. Oh, and before I go, one more time, great luck, best of luck to the Neshoba Chieftains field hockey team. They are in the Division I finals tomorrow against Somerset. Mm-hmm. That's the team that has the two guys on it.
Yep.
Why are you
bringing that up now?
Why are you doing that? Their moms will be at the game because the dads are going to have paper bags on their heads, hiding in the basement.
Why?
And also, good luck to the Neshoba football team in their game against Gloucester tomorrow. And I think that's in Woburn at 4:00, so I'm going to make my way up there. We will be back on Monday. Thank you for listening.